Blue Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're back again with Francine Vale. I'm so excited. We had such a good show recently, and great feedback from all of you out there. Or I shouldn't say all of you, but a lot of you. And so many people are fascinated with Francine. First of all, her book, Song of the Heart, is fantastic and highly recommended. And yet we're going to go beyond that today, because Francine is a very unusual person, as you can see in her book and as you heard in the interview. And we're going to talk about patterns, and we're going to talk about living in a life where some of us have access to dimensions that other people don't, and have realizations and can work with energy and see energy and move it and do things that we'd all like to do it better. And I'm assuming that everyone listening to the show is tuned in energetically and understands your unique natures. To listen to the show, you must be a unique person, because we talk about very unique ideas. And I have very unique guests, and Francine is one of them. Francine, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. I'm very happy to be back.
Now, you sound like you're almost whispering. Can you talk about that?
Yes. When I was here for the first interview, I was facing thyroid surgery the next day. I had thyroid cancer, and my thyroid was removed, and this voice is not my voice, and I'm not happy about it. I'm working on it, trying to heal it faster. It's hard to get inflection into my voice. That it's more of a monotone if I don't try hard enough. So I'm trying hard. I just wanted to say that so people understand.
You sound more angelic this way.
Do I?
Yeah, because there's a kind of a gracefulness in your voice that's nice too.
Oh my. Maybe there's a higher meaning to this. I don't know.
So let's talk about the unusual nature of the world that some of us live in and other people don't understand at all. You and I, we work multidimensionally.
Yes.
We see ourselves as multidimensional beings.
Yes.
And it's an identity that is hard to hold in this world, because most people don't get it and even, you know, get upset about it, that who are, you know, that they don't believe it, and so they just think we're nuts. And it's sad that at this point there's still so many human beings that are limited dimensionally, and yet that's moving forward. There are going to be a lot more people opening up new channels and new visions and getting it. In the meantime, Francine, you're really living a very unusual life.
I am. It's not easy to be in third dimension and try to fit in and be part of it, and meanwhile have your awareness in a place that trying to explain what you see to other people is very hard if they are not open to receive it. And even when they are open to receive it, it's really... So I just do what I do. And my nature is to analyze and to understand and to break things down into meaning.
Logic also.
Logical meaning. But I can't do that with everyone.
Right. And that's what even new science is finding, that when there's new scientific evidence about things and the old science doesn't like it, they just claim that it's not real.
But quantum physics is now very acceptable, and there are very big teachings that come along with quantum physics that explains this kind of spiritual, multidimensional way of being on the Earth.
Yes, and many traditional scientists don't accept quantum physics.
So, I thought all science did.
Well, they should, because it's scientific. But it's not understandable. Even Einstein appreciated quantum physics. He certainly embraced it. And he also had questions through his whole life about and couldn't understand a lot of it.
Well, I think we never stop questioning. I, to this day, still question many things that take place. And yet, I have trust and faith, and on another level, I totally get it and totally understand it. But sometimes I'm just in my human self, and then I ask the questions again and again.
And we should.
Yes, I think it's an important part of being here in this life.
We need to keep questioning ourselves and want to feel confident in what we're providing others. And the feedback is wonderful.
Oh, feedback is absolutely amazing. When people start telling me things that I've already seen, this always gets me. How did I know that? How did I see that? How did I manage to, like, see into that person's life? I don't know. It's just there. It just kind of flows out.
Right.
And so I say that has to be my multidimensional self, a higher part of me that knows. I think a lot goes on in the higher realms between our higher selves. We're interacting with one another.
And we don't know really the nature of it other than that we receive this information. We don't always see where it's coming from, or usually we don't at all see where it's coming from, unless you've had visitations and you'll have a spirit sit down and you can see that spirit. An angelic being, for instance, and have a conversation.
Well, I had one of the most amazing experiences of my entire life, and they're all pretty amazing, after the book was finished. And I think I told you about it. And through this experience, a higher part of me, a cosmic self, blended with me. And I witnessed and I was shown the whole thing. And so since then, everything is even faster. And I know things that I have no way of knowing how I know it.
Right.
But only when I need to know it.
Right. And you and I we work the same way. And I have such confidence in the unknown because I'll sit in front of 15 people. And with each person, I'll give them information, almost like a machine gun coming through about them, that I my mind is totally blank other than what I'm hearing, and then I pass that through. I'm not sitting there trying to figure anything out because
right.
You and I know that when you work multidimensionally, you just have to, you're a receiver and you just let it flow.
Yes. Yes, you have to know how to just be and allow spirit to work with you and through you.
It's wonderful. And so these are patterns. You and I were given patterns. We were born with opportunity to develop these patterns in life. And many people are. I've taught thousands of people who have come through my school. And many of them, I can't say thousands, many of them have really become wonderful intuitives because they were actually ready. And all they needed was for me to show them a few switches, and they took off. And other people kind of kept feeling around for their switches and never found them and you know, disappeared from my school and my teaching. And that's just the nature of, we're all here to be of great value in the way we're patterned. And some of us look at other people's patterns and say, oh, I want to be like him or her. And we're not supposed to be. So the better that we can learn to define ourselves and appreciate the special nature that we have and own it better, the happier we'll be.
I think that it's so important that each one of us seeks and discovers our purpose here on Earth. And once we know that, we can focus on that and give it more power just by our conscious intention. So the way I see humanity as being good. Humanity is from the one source, as everything in the entire cosmos is. And this is all coming from love. It's in the structure of all that is, chapter 1 of part 2.
That's when we can hold that the natural nature, but very often our egos, our minds, our programming, conditioning from the outside is pushing us to not necessarily be able to find our own true nature, but try to copy the true nature of others.
Well, that's true also, but I think that all of that is the false self. And right. I think the inner self is longing for expression and just needs to find somebody to trigger them like you do in your school. And you never know who that next person is going to be. And some people need many steps along the way, many people to trigger them into a higher place of understanding.
Right. And yet it can be fairly basic using, for instance, astrology or human design. Our destiny cards,
that's
which card we're born into, our numerology, all of that really can tell us our true nature, what our purpose in life. Even our hands,
yes,
and our fingers, they can be read. There are people who are, and people can read our faces, and so we are holding the truth. We just need to find the keys to reveal it to ourselves so we can be better at it.
Yes, but even to find that astrologer, to find your way to the human design, the person has the seeking in them, this desire to know more about themselves.
That has to be a pattern,
so
too.
That has to be in them. And once they find it, I think astrology and your human pattern, that's destiny, that's all revealed to us in these ancient practices. And we start to learn who we really are. You know, you want to find someone who's really a good astrologer.
But I'm thinking of your life, because you write about it so beautifully in your book, and how difficult it was. You were born into a very, let's call it normal life. There were normal people around you, and they were abnormal in many ways, too, and you wrote about that, but not in the ways that you were. And so you had to live through decades of your life trying to find your way in this dimension.
And well, there was a lot of sadness, even though I have an enthusiastic nature and optimistic nature. Inside, there was a sadness because people just did not understand what I was about, and I was kind of a shy kid, so I didn't talk that much about it. I just was, you know, and I didn't know how to express anything like that. But I was observing and I was learning about human nature.
Well, you had principles of goodness that were, to me, were amazing to see the people that you were faced with in life and how peacefully you dealt with very horrendous people.
Well, that was, I guess, the soul energy coming through in some way, because I was very quiet. I did not argue with people. And
you expressed love in ways that many people couldn't accept or appreciate or feel because they had their own limitations.
Well, I learned a lot about myself when I became a mother, because I realized that I didn't teach my children by dogma or issuing rules. I believe that by being myself and showing them living with integrity through a daily life would be the biggest teaching they could ever have. And the love that I tried to bring through in the house, which was always not that easy, those things, those moral values, those principles would teach them what they needed in life. I just wasn't like sit down and listen to what I have to say kind of mother,
right.
You know.
We learn so much about ourselves when we have children.
And that's really when I started to learn a lot about myself.
Yeah. And good. It's a long path. You and I are the same age. So, and I consider myself fairly far along in life with hopefully many decades to go. But I really appreciate the learning curve that we've been on, and how valuable it's been.
It has been valuable, especially since when we were born, the world was a very different place. So sort of like we have our feet in a different kind of world, and our head is now right. in this world, you know, with technology and the way the society has changed, and you have to adapt. The whole key to staying youthful is adaptation.
And we're really here for the future, you and I, because we represent where consciousness is going.
Yes, it's all about consciousness. That's what I realized when I finished my book and I put it down and I could just think freely. I realized it's all about consciousness, where our consciousness lies and where the consciousness of nations lie and where the world consciousness lies. That's what it is. And so we're raising the frequency, we're raising the consciousness.
Right. And when we get stuck in third dimensional thinking, and I do, I'm willing to admit it, that it's fearful. And I look around and I go, oh my God. And then I start to realize how much we're taken care of in the universe and how there really is no end. Life goes on. And there are resources, there are tools, there's love, there's opportunity to be wholesome, healthy, and happy. We just have to choose it.
Yes. And I think a lot of people right now, based on different groups that I've been noticing, are very interested in what happens when we die. Life after death, is there such a thing? And I know that there is no ending. It's just a transformation of energy. And I've been there. And I've been taught, and I've seen it, and I've felt it. I've experienced it. So I know that there is no such thing, what we call death. I don't even like the word. It's just a transformative experience. And when we wake up in the higher realm, we say, phew, so happy that nightmare is over.
Right.
So in many ways, life on Earth in third dimension is such a trial and tribulation, and only the bravest, most courageous souls agree to come here and do this. And the whole trick is remembering. We have to remember because we're born into forgetting, so we have to remember.
And have the pattern to be able to remember.
Yes.
We're not all born with that opportunity to know ourselves in our multiple lifetimes, to be aware of our past lives and even our future lives.
This is true. And I see the Earth as holding everything, every kind of a human nature that is possible. It's all here for learning. And
it sure is diverse.
Yeah, extremely diverse. I think we're more diverse here than anywhere else, unless there is another Earth planet somewhere else. This is a planet of diversity, because I've been on other planets and they are not as diverse.
Right. They're not as polarized as this planet, and consciousness in other beings other than us humans can be much more advanced. I really believe, and I said this on the show many times, that we are limited in our brain capacity and our DNA to be able to see so much that you and I have access to, and many others have access to, and many don't.
Well, in this structure of all that is, it explains that mankind's brain is terrestrial. It is of the earth. And when we leave, the brain is part of the physical body that decomposes, but the mind of mankind is not terrestrial. It is part of all that is, and so it is eternal. And so it is through the mind connected to an evolved soul that we can access anything in the entire universe.
And it's only a bunch of veils that are blocking us from this realization that we need to have tools to remove in ways that we're ready for, but to have access to go beyond our third dimensional mind.
Yes, I totally agree. And I also feel that mankind in this cycle, this long 36,000 year cycle, has chosen for some reason to learn through adversity and pain, war and conflict. And so that's how we learn. even myself, I'm part of third dimension. And so we do
and
learn.
And you've had your suffering.
We do learn through suffering.
Yes.
However, the next cycle, when we return, we will be learning through joy. It will be a whole different, we can't imagine now how that could be.
But we lose the opportunity of digging deeper to overcome adversity. And that's one of the reasons why our brave souls have come to this planet, because it's the opportunity to have to go into our greatest depths to find love, compassion, and wholeness. And often through huge disappointment, lives don't fulfill themselves, and we have to keep coming back again and again, often for more adversity, only to create more wholeness and more love eventually from it all. And it feels like, why would we ever do that? But that's how our soul lights grow.
Yes, and I absolutely, Peter. And I think that sometimes it's the people that hurt us the most that we need to learn to love. Because it's easy to love someone who's kind to you and good to you and likes you and admires you. But when someone isn't that good to you, that soul could be crying out for love and the kind of love that you have for them. And so we should never turn away from loving someone. We don't have to be with someone who's hurting us, but we have to learn how to love them in a higher way.
Beautifully said. And it changes the universe.
It changes us, and we then affect everyone around us. When we are walking around holding on to, you know, negative feelings, that affects ourselves. That affects our day. We all know what it's like when someone says something we don't like and then we obsess over it.
We get plugged in a lot.
It's very
but then
easy.
The idea is to restore yourself, and there are so many healing techniques to use. It's one of the opportunities now that you offer, I offer, is healing and giving people self-healing techniques and understandings about themselves. I love to help people find their more wonderful natures.
It is a wonderful thing, and I think that every single person needs validation. I need it. I love when I get validation. And so you can
imagine. People think we don't need it, and often I tell people, oh, thank you, I really wanted to hear that.
Oh, I was just with some new friends the other day, and I kept getting this thought of Archangel Michael every time I looked at this young man, a beautiful, young, loving couple. And finally I said, when I look at you, I see Archangel Michael. And then they said, well, they started to laugh because through his whole life, he's been told by psychics and mystics that he's connected to Archangel Michael, and he feels it himself. So this whole theme of Archangel, I didn't know them. I had just met them. And suddenly it just came through. So if they hadn't told me and given me that validation, I would just walk away thinking, well, maybe so, maybe not. I don't know. So it's wonderful when we get validation.
And those are the patterns at work, too, that they keep on reinforcing themselves through serendipity, synchronicity. And recently I did a show on being a synchro mystic. And you are a synchro mystic. And that was that experience that you had was synchro mystical.
I have to learn what I am then. I never heard that word before.
It's a nice new word.
But it's also very important, I would like to point out, for healers, for people like you and I who are here in service, to validate others. So when people come before me, I do my best to validate their pain, their loss, their grief, and to validate their hopes and dreams for the future. Because once you do that for someone, their hopes and dreams for themselves become more real, and they're better able to fulfill them.
Right, when they understand the nature of their path and where it's bringing them in a positive way, then they can hold the pain of it.
Very, very important. Yeah, we need to validate each other, and that's just another form of love.
Right. And this is so lovely. I don't use that word very often. But it is so wonderful to talk with you and hear your wisdom. And to know you is just really exceptional. And I know that you help loads of people, not only just consciously, but as you were telling me, in your sleep, you're out there running around helping people.
People have reported to me, and there is validation again. I don't know this all the time. Sometimes
I've had those same thing where people report that I've been helping them. They've seen me out there helping them, and I know nothing about it.
Yeah, that happens quite often. It just happened with a new client. They just see me in their room, or sometimes they say they saw my face in front of them, and then they felt the pain go away or whatever. They felt better. I once had a remarkable experience with a woman who I met at a workshop, someone else's workshop, not my own, and everyone lined up at the end to receive a healing from me. And so I told her I would work with her. She called me the next day. We never really connected personally. And she said, I had the most amazing experience. I saw you last night, and you were this great golden light being, and you shone this incredible light on me, and I woke up in the morning, and the pain is gone. So that happened even before we even made a formal agreement of when we were going to work.
And I've met people who have had the same experience, and then they've met me and say, oh, you're the guy I saw.
It was all done before my human self even was consciously aware of it.
Right.
So these are amazing. So this is just amazing to me. And it happens over and over again. And then you know that you are living a multidimensional life.
Right.
We don't even know. Sometimes I have pondered the thought that perhaps someone who I have been in, I've only had two relationships in my life, and for both I would say the same thing. It's very possible that although in this life the relationships were painful for me, very challenging because they didn't get me, and many other reasons, on some other world we could be living the most beautiful, loving partnership together.
We'll have to talk about that in the next show. Francine Vale, this is so incredible to talk with you. I enjoy you so much. Thank you for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Oh, thank you. The half hour flies by.
It sure
thank
does. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at Peter at Heart River, HEART River.org, or 212-222-7748. Pick up Song of the Heart. Francine, where can people find you? FrancineVale.com. That's
yes.
Wonderful. Good. Thanks, Francine.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening.